grand piano. Two slightly distorted guitars. Tubular bells.
Okay, and it's time for a chinny wag. Yeah, chinny wag. Chinny wag. Okay, and everybody in the chinny wag chapter, let's talk about energy saving. Okay, energy saving measures. Yeah, energy saving measures. Okay, and the government say it's up to us to save energy on a personal level, or we'll get lots of greenhouse stuff. So what do you think, gang? Energy-saving measures. What do you say, Prattling Boy?
Yeah, well, I think it's definitely a good idea.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You should save on a personal level.
Personal level.
You save money on a personal level.
Yeah.
Money on a personal level.
Good point.
Yeah. Okay, and what about you, Romford? What do you got to say?
Yeah, well, I've got a question, see, because what they say is turn your thermostat down, don't they?
Turn your thermostat down,
my problem is that mine never offered, hey? Seriously, it's balance, isn't it? I mean, you use energy to keep warm, and that makes the greenhouse effect, which warms you up anyway, so you don't need so much energy. So it all works out, doesn't it?
It all works out. Just brilliant. It all works out. Just brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you think, Tits?
Yeah, well, what I want to know about is what happens when the Polish ice hat melts?
Polish ice hat.
What's going to happen then? All the dinosaurs waking up? We don't know.
Dinosaurs, just terrible. Bad newsosaurus. We don't know. Okay, good point. We don't know. And do you know what my problem is with global warming? You couldn't get cold water out of the tap. Just think about it. You couldn't get cold water out of the tap. You couldn't get cold water out of the tap.
Farewell to our Scottish fame, farewell our ancient glory, farewell even to the Scottish name so famed in martial story. Now's hark rins o'er the Solway sands, and Tweed rins to the ocean, to mark where England's province stands, such a parcel of rogues in a nation. What force Sir Kyle could not subdue, through many warlike ages, is wrought now by a coward few, for hireling traitors' wages. The English steel we could disdain, secure in valor's station, but English gold has been our bane, such a parcel of rogues in a nation. Oh, would or I had seen the day that treason thus could sell us, my old grey head had lain in clay with Bruce and loyal Wallace, but pith and power till my last hour I'll make this declaration: we're bought and sold for English gold, such a parcel of rogues in a nation.
That was
Blood on the Saddle with Dan, and he's heading out of the studio now. It's time for Chips with Everything, the British pop music show. And I'm your host, Quentin, and we've got quite a good show lined up for this Sunday. I got in the studio Barry.
Hello.
And Ivy.
Yeah.
And we're going to later on have an interview with Davina of The Az and play some tracks off their new album, and then otherwise we'll be doing our usual format, which is British pop hits of nowadays and as long ago as we want. But it was Burns night.
That was my Burns poem.
That was a Robbie Burns poem called Such a Parcel of Rogues. What's up?
Well, this time it's going to be a really cool new album. Don't you think, Daddy?
I think it will be. Let's start the show with something old from Hot Chocolate. And then I'm going to play new tracks by Dolby and Ole and Graham.
Heaven's in the backseat of my Cadillac. Let me take you there.
Romance. Feet want to know.
Well, that's Dolby Anole, which is spelled like Dolby, like the sound reduction, noise reduction system, and Anole, which is Lona backwards. And that's, is that a Glaswegian person?
Yes, and Glasgow's finest, as Glasgow. They say.
About everybody. If you're from Glasgow, you're the finest.
You're the finest DJ from Glasgow.
And this is a... This is a Glaswegian electronic dude, and he has been involved with some quite high-profile acts. I know he's remixed Chromeo, and who else?
What's
I don't
this
know,
Dan Ackroyd thing?
Is he related with those guys too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I don't know how.
We are. We were like, jamming the disco as well there. We opened the show with Hot Chocolate and Heaven's in the Backseat of My Cadillac. And Hot Chocolate, my understanding is they have an American lead singer, and they're a British band. Is that, do you know about these guys?
All I know is they were discovered by Paul McCartney in around 1969 because they did a cover of Give Peace a Chance in reggae version.
And then they became huge.
They were signed by Apple Records. Yeah. What's their big hit?
You Sexy Thing.
Oh, yeah.
But
right.
You can get a really good box set of, it's got a really bland title. I think it's called All Eight Albums. And it's All Eight Albums by Hot Chocolate. It's really good.
Okay, well, let's get it. But hey, this is CITR 101.9, right?
Yes, it is. Oh, okay, we're going to have a special thing with the new album by The Oz, which is coming out next week. And Davina from The Oz is going to be here to talk about it.
I hear she's down at the beach.
Or something.
I had a phone call from her down at the beach.
Oh, you tease.
Yeah. For all those of you listening in the snow, she was down at the beach.
Tell me, are you kinky?
That's a track off of the new album by The Ahs, which is called Future Without Her. And in the studio, we've got Davina from The Ahs. Hello.
Hey.
Thanks for coming in. You've been in here like maybe two previous times on my show, then once on Nardwar, I know.
Yeah, I'm here all the time.
I know, it seems like that. It's got to be about a year and a half since you were on this show, I think, when your last album came out, but now we've got a new one. So I just had to have you on.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So when's the record coming out, and you know, what's going on? You guys having a party?
Yeah, we're having a CD release February 2nd, which is this Saturday at the Zoo Shop, with two other local bands, Pups and Classic Rick.
Oh, good. So tell me about this record. Okay, I've listened to it a few times. I really like it. If anybody's been listening to this show regularly, they know that we're big fans of your band here. So the cover features it looks like a young woman with her face burned out it's like a photograph of a young woman, and the photograph is burned. Title is Future Without Her. Now, it seems like all these songs, they're almost like conversations with yourself, or conversations that you wish you were having. Are these connected in any way? Is that a leading question?
Yeah, that's a pretty accurate interpretation of the whole thing.
Is it?
What you've just said.
Is it?
Yeah, you didn't really ask me anything, really.
What I notice is that the words are in a lot of these songs.
Yeah.
Was that deliberate?
I just like oohs. I like ahs, even though ahs have nothing to do with the ahs. You'll see with the CD for $5, you also get a hand-drawn comic book that Robot, the lead singer, has created, and at the back is the lyrics to all the songs, and she's actually written out all the oohs and all the ooh-yous, so you'll know exactly where the oohs are.
Well, yeah, you know, every previous item that you've released, because of course there was the album from a year or two ago called The As Nation, plus the As Nation EP before that, and then the cassette, they've always had covers by Sarah Lowen, but and she doesn't do the cover here. Did you guys have to tie it up? Like,
no,
how did
no,
she let she, you get away with this?
She was cool with it. You know, we have the comic book which she's drawn and created, and I guess we just wanted to go a different route, a bit of a darker image to match our sound, which isn't you know, all sunshine and lollipops at all, which a lot of people mistakenly see us as.
Well, would you call it sour candy?
Yes.
You called yourself black bubble gum.
That's what,
I actually thought that was pretty good.
We're called black bubble gum pop. Don't forget the pop.
Let's play the track Sour Candy, followed by Bronwyn. The thing about this album is the songs are all short, 12 songs in under half an hour, which is, you know, makes for a nice brisk listen. So let's play two of them in a row, Sour Candy and Bronwyn. And that's from the Oz new album, Future Without Her, which is out next Saturday, February 2nd. And tracks were Sour Candy and Bronwyn. And Davina from the Oz is in the studio. Thanks for coming in.
No problem.
Was that a hassle? I heard you were on the beach.
Oh, you know, sacrifices must be made.
Did you guys enjoy yourself when you were on tour last year?
Yeah, it was the funnest experience of my life, easily. All of our lives.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That was driving across like six people or something in a very small vehicle driving across Canada is the greatest experience of your life.
Yeah.
And are you going on tour this year? Because I know you are, but I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, we're going to be playing at New York City Pop Fest. It's like May 29th to June 2nd.
Oh, that's going
to
be fun.
Mm-hmm. And we're going.
What is that all about, apart from like tons of quite good bands play there?
That's about all I know.
Oh, Barry is... Okay. Come on then, Barry.
It rose out of this show house kind of movement around America, which includes Vancouver, which the Oz often are in, play gigs at these show houses and can be all ages. And
I don't think they call them show houses. So basically playing gigs in basements in people's houses.
Yeah, and the backs of shops and things like that.
All right, so it's one of those kind of things.
And that's what this festival grew from.
So the Oz go to New York City, that's like, you know, the sequel. That's the perfect sequel to tour. It was the Muppets, first of all. They have an adventure. Second movie, they go to New York.
Well, the line I like is from the Stevie Wonder song, "New York, just like I pictured it."
No Stevie Wonder quotes.
Good old Stevie. I'm going to play some more tracks from the album. But remind us all when you're launching this disc.
February 2nd.
And you're playing a gig at the zoo shop.
Yeah, probably like around 9 o'clock.
It probably is like that place is super expensive, right?
Oh yeah, at least $5 at least.
Yeah, and then the booze is through the roof there.
Oh yeah,
you bring your own.
I know. Yeah,
fill your socks, folks. Okay, I want to play the last little section of the album, which covers the songs "Ooh," "Our Town," "Wonka Pump," and "Spirit of Sadness." It's kind of like the end of a concept album like Tommy or Quadrophenia or something.
Just ask a question? Spirit of Sadness is about what, Davina? Could you say something about the song Spirit of Sadness?
No, I don't want to bring the room down.
Really? Okay, maybe we shouldn't even play it. We'll only play something happy. Okay, here we go. It's the Oz. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Ooh. slightly distorted guitars.
I knew I had a problem.
I tried counting calories, eating and eating.
Nobody else could possibly understand.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people stop their compulsive eating and start living a healthy, rewarding life.
With OA, I am living again and loving it.
Start living the life you deserve with help from Overeaters Anonymous. Find us on the web at OA.org.
And the government say it's up to us to save energy on a personal level, or we'll get lots of greenhouse stuff. So what do you think, gang? Energy-saving measures. What do you say, prattling boy? Yeah, well, I think it's definitely a good idea.
Last year, over 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families, too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
Well, that was a selection from the new album by The Az, Future Without Her, and it's going to be around in record shops and stuff starting next week. This is Chips with Everything, the British pop music show on CITR 101.9 FM. What's our telephone number?
Our telephone number is 604-822-2487.
That's our number if you want to call in. Ivy, how are you doing this week?
I'm feeling cool.
You're feeling cool?
Yeah.
Are you an Az fan? Do you like the Az?
Yes.
What's your favorite Az song?
Graveyard.
Graveyard. Another song that's got a lot of ooze in it. But, of course, in context there, because that's what ghosts
at
say.
At the end, it has so many ooze.
It's got a lot of ooze at the end, that's right. It's 14 minutes to 6, which means that coming up after us is So Salacious in 14 minutes' time. And that's a good party jam. And I can't remember how they describe themselves, but lots of funky numbers and techno stuff and fun dance music.
Funky. Funky monkey.
Funky monkey. We are going to be playing British music for 14 more minutes, therefore. So, I'm going to play some Scottish hip hop.
Oh, yeah, you're born in Scotland.
I know, but they do it there.
American Come. just thinking how good it can be. Someone is speaking, but he doesn't know she's there. I want him everywhere, and if he's beside me, I know I need never care. But to love him is to need him everywhere, knowing that love is to share. Each one believing that love never dies, watching his eyes and hoping I'm always there. I want him everywhere, and if he's beside me, I know I need never care. But to love him is to meet him everywhere, knowing that love is to share. Each one believing that love never dies, watching her eyes and hoping I'm always there. To be there and everywhere, and
before, and I am paying a price. Decisions in my life, and I leave it up to Christ. I've been knowing that the only person not talking shy will be the faces in a mirror telling me to fight. So I washed away the pain with a whiskey and ice. Tell myself I'm going insane. I pick up the mic. I'm never hating no one, but I have a dislike. Need to do it for yourself, you need to give yourself right. It's an ambition and a decision, but you're missing is real. You'll be kissing all the boys, I will be making a deal with the devil that will listen to my story and feel. Like you know me as an enemy who don't know the fear. So you're spending all your days and your head is ablaze, and you're running in a maze, it's only you that you chase. As you're smoking on a bag of weed and drinking a case of the shit that's gonna bother you when you lose the race. So I'm taking all the breath as I fill up my chest. I'm fucking up my health as I try to pass a test. No less or more, kicking it up like George Best. A saint of a heart, choosing the east or the west. Just a woman I be grooming, make a room for a child. She be reaching for the moon and she feel what be inside. Broken like a limo, never be caught in a high. Standing spoken like a woman trying to keep her life right. She wanna finish education, get herself a career, but she diminished as she knowing that she's not even near. Watch a cup of gin and tonic as she catch every tear. Next year, my dear, you know your sister is here. So you think you'll be a failure, but you're getting there soon. Do what pride they always tell you, need to reach for the moon. And you say your baby, hell yeah, from morning till noon. No one man is not your life, he's just another bridegroom. So my sister, I'll be saying, need to live for yourself. And my brother, I'll be telling, need to be held. Give yourself an education, can't even spell. If you're walking down my street, don't you be ringing my bell. So my sister, I'll be saying, you need to live for yourself. And my brother, I'll be telling, you don't need to be held. Trying to give yourself an education, can't even spell. If you're walking down my street, don't you be ringing my bell.
Walk alone, writing on my dog and bone, cultivating awkwardness just to stay anonymous. I'm murdering my audience in the back shift, picking heads left as I'm talking in. So let's get on with this. I'm consumed with the need to turn the monstrous from posturing to posturous. To say I'm on it is synonymous with stating the obvious. Of course I body this.
pill popping, painkiller recorder like reconnaissance. I leave obnoxious pompousness, feeling nauseous. Sick thoughtlessness like a biologist vomiting. Squander the politics of the ownerless. I raise a voice in the voiceless. Like physics and conscious and poisonous. With lyrics I'm honest and voiced. This is two minds you make your choices with. Off colour like your jaundice is. Head on avoiding this. Tell your dad I'm all seeing eyes are watching this.
Here, da, I've been conversing with the botanist. Planting seeds to get the latest crop blossoming. A post-modernist. Culture versus people philosophist. In full effect, but what's the cause of it? Advising caution if you're claiming you're the awesomest. A fearsome engine redefining the novelist. Salman Rushdie flexing his esophagus. TV drama called the novel, tell me who the author is.
The author's specialism is that he's inept at wisdom. At best he's adept in nepotism. Ayatollahs increase certainly bless your pessimism. Tell him John Reed's a Martin Luther King of terrorism. Put George Galloway in the Senate with him. Junkie connotations to heroinism. Must be a right kicking in balls for raising feminism. Rap with no ego exhausting the genes of a pauper apocalypse. And the prerogative is as thin as your wallet is.
Singing. To hell with the consequence. I'm here to postulate my latest hypothesis. Questioning what the definition of ironic is. Will I provide the hammer and the nails for my coffin lid? So where does that leave me creatively dropping this? Got my copy fix and the odd copyist. I gotta put these cocky kids in a context you can follow. Kid, not leaving till the knowledge is ensconced within your noggin lid.
Dramatic performance is unfortunately passive. Smoking, attacking, a bold and sixophonous. Breathing music, three audience coughing. Is either applauding his breath, controlling his confidence. But throat cancer's ominous. It was acceptable, not so long ago when ugly children were susceptible. Born in the rotten row, a boss and 33 steps across the road in the royal. So opus diet at the hospital, but solar eye is watching.
Damn, it. That flow could interrupt my stream of consciousness as I decipher glyphs in Rosalind and transmit the coordinates. Dead life, weekend looking like a corpse that lives. Monday, soul left on the riverbank to cross the Styx. Catholic guilt and the work ethic of a Protestant. Dedicated like a Muslim, devoted to the prophet. Is a moralist, amoralist, more or less moralist. Debating what the difference between ethics and morals is.
I'm honest with conformatives that follow the obvious pouncing off the ponderless. Da Vinci code of lawlessness. I spit roast the host of Mona Lisa's copping it. I blow the speakers with the volume of informative knowledge. With blackout and black ops and an army of economists. And Dave Hook the solar eye. I'll leave them with a swollen eye. I won't deny anything benevolent. In a taxi with Al Moat, Karl Marx and Tommy Sheridan. Who's the most genuine?
Hacking my lungs like I was born to spit. My 4-year-old niece knows those dark clouds are ominous. I'm not impressed with outmoded ideologists. You can watch the throne meet. I'm not a monarchist. Heads of state decapitate for gold and precious ornaments. Excuse my foreignness, the fat of the land has made us corpulent. In a world of Coca-Cola and Pong, the psychic octopus. Fiction is strange, but the truth is something ordinate.
Bumping the gums where we hear disobedience. Under the thumb with a woman misleading them. She's needy, seizes receding and give her an ingredient. Put a fetus in her estrogen, bleeding an eager beaver. In a period of inconvenient, deviant, serious. The discernible truth, contagious, persuasive. Regurgitate what somebody says, it's really that basic. But we speak to idiots on a day-to-day basis. Some burn the brain, let it brainstorm hiatus. A Chelsea smell on faces, John Terry's failed races. Known a distance in the matrix evades us. Freestyle for miles where complacency overtakes us. A hectare's 100 acres ahead and it's advantageous.
I went to see a movie, everyone said it was great. It's like 92 Metacritic, but it was okay, it was just okay. I got the new OS, everyone said it's full of these great new features. It's supposed to be better and faster, but it's not, it's slower and worse. And I went to a gig, they're like my favourite band. I used to love them, but they didn't sound the same. They didn't sound good, but everyone said they were great, but they weren't great. They were shit, everything's shit. Everything's changed, everything used to be so good. They said we'd all go travelling, all my friends would go to Thailand and Australia and maybe Laos, but no one went, everyone's got jobs and mortgages, and now some of them are having kids. Everything's shit. Now he gets it.
Well, that brings us to the end of another show. That was a couple of Scottish rappers. It was some tea with a track that I can't remember the name of. Do you know anything about her?
She's a singer from the Maryhill neighborhood of Glasgow.
And that was the kind of acoustic-y thing with the pipe bands playing.
The only thing she's on is French Wikipedia. And it says her songs are oriented politically about anarchists and cannabis.
And then after that, that's good. It was an MC called Louis from Glasgow with an electronic producer called Solar Eye from Edinburgh. Now, you know, it's 2:56, which means that's the end of our show in 2 minutes anyway.
We didn't give a weather
and
forecast.
And the guys were so salacious. Do you want to do the weather forecast?
Rain, but I think sun's coming on Wednesday.
Okay, please stay tuned. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Bye-bye.
Juanita Banana, Juanita Banana, Juanita Banana, Juanita Banana.
Juanita moved to the city in search of fortune and fame. It didn't take more than a couple of songs. She had won the world's acclaim. Her father back home was astounded. His Juanita Banana a star? He burned down his trees.